sir.
Robert Oldham, OLDHAM, 12276. Chief complaint, cough, number 2, congestion. Next number is fever. Next number is I've gained 80 pounds in the past year. Next number is leg swelling. Next number is I've been told I have a fatty liver. Next number is I have a swollen tumor on the side of my neck on the right side. Patient is a 45-year-old gentleman, is a lineman, L-I-N-E-M-A-N. He works close to San Antonio, Texas. He drives 6-7 hours a day to go to work. He has trouble sleeping. He goes, he gets up at 3 in the morning, but when he's sleeping, he has trouble with being tired, and his symptoms of hypersomnolence reported here. In the paragraph, at one time he was told he should be checked for sleep apnea, but he didn't want to do it, and he doesn't want to be checked for sleep apnea today either, period. In the paragraph, he has gained 80 pounds in the past year with other symptoms associated with cough, congestion, fever, nausea that was reported earlier. COVID immunization, up-to-date medications, non-medical problems, negative, surgical problem, negative, social, no smoking, no drinking, married, has 3 children, drives a lot, as was mentioned above. He's a lineman, L-I-N-E-M-A-N, allergy, non-drug allergy, family history, diabetes. 257 pounds, 98, 97.8, 16, 71, 129 over 73. Heart positive, soul positive, through. Lungs are clear, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted, enlarged right, parotid noted, logical non-focal or extremity shows trace edema, abdomen is soft, but epigastric tenderness noted. Number one, as far as his cough and congestion is concerned, he does have what looks like definite sinusitis. Flu A, flu B are negative. Treat with Rocephin, Decadron, a Z-Pack, and a Medrol dose pack. Next number, right parotiditis, P-A-R-O-T-I-D-I-T-I-S. Suck on lemon wedges just 3 or 4 times a day. Antibiotic and steroids should help. Next number, anterior chain lymphadenopathy. Next number, 80 pounds weight gain. Next number, check sleep apnea, which he still is reluctant to do so. Next number, check CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, B12, hemoglobin A1C, testosterone, and vitamin D. Next number, he decided that he wants to come back for blood work later. Next number, on his echocardiogram, he definitely has RVH. Next number is abdominal ultrasound, shows no evidence of stones, which was done in face and nausea. Next number, the dizziness he feels most likely related to his sinus infection. His carotid is within normal limits. Next number, lymphadenopathy noted. Next number is enlarged parotid noted on the right side. Next number, renal arteries have good blood flow. Next number is fatigue. Next number, again, I tried to talk the patient into a sleep apnea, but he wants to hold off at this time. Next number is lower extremity swelling. No DVT or PVD noted, but this could be related to sleep apnea, and he knows that. Next number is upper arm pain, most likely related to his work as a lineman and driving. No sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number's findings were explained to the patient at length before leaving the office with all instruction. Come back for blood work since he doesn't want to do it now. Try to talk the patient into a sleep apnea, which he doesn't want to do now. Thank you.